Okay, the class today is on healing through your inner power. Now, who is the greatest healer of all time that we know about in recorded history?
Jesus.
Probably, we don't have any recording of anyone doing greater miracles than he did, except in fiction stories and so on, and some people even think that's fiction. But what's interesting about Jesus is what he actually said about healing. Can anyone here tell me what power that Jesus said he healed by?
Faith.
Okay. Whose faith?
Their faith.
He always said, by your faith you are healed, or something like that.
Okay, you've heard me teach this before. That's good. Now, so most people would answer, though, that hadn't been to one of my classes, would say, well, God. But what's interesting is he hardly ever mentioned God in association with healing. But when he healed somebody, what was actual words he usually said?
By your faith you are healed.
Right. He healed somebody, and then he would say, he didn't say, I healed you. He didn't say, God healed you. He says, congratulations, by your faith, you are healed. You just did it. In other words, who did it?
They did.
They did it themselves. There's only one example where something happened that he didn't acknowledge it that way, and that was where he brought forth Lazarus from the dead. And when this happened, since Lazarus was dead, he couldn't say, by your faith, you were healed. But it was kind of an interesting situation in the fact that he was dead for like 3.5 days, and in the Jewish belief, there was no way anyone could be brought back from the dead after 3 days. That was what they believed. So he purposefully waited for 3.5 days to show them the power of God, that anything was possible. Well, what was interesting about that, instead of saying, he didn't say to Lazarus, by your faith you came back from the dead. Maybe Lazarus was over there in the spirit world just having a good time, and all of a sudden somebody says, hey, you got to go back. That's probably what happened. He probably wasn't even planning on going back. But all of a sudden he was called back. But what was interesting, this is one time where he did say that God came in to the picture. In the fact that, first of all, he came to Martha and he asked her, do you really believe that I can do this type of thing? And Martha says, yeah, I believe whatever you say. You know, I think you can do it. And she expressed that feminine power of belief. And then he knelt and he prayed and he thanked God that God had given him the power to do this. In other words, he received some type of communication within himself that he had permission to raise Lazarus from the dead. So having that permission, he thanked God. Before he raised Lazarus from the dead, he thanked God that God had given him permission to do this great miracle. And then after he thanked God that God had given him permission to do this, he rose up, stretched forth his hand, and said, Lazarus, come forth. Boy, can you imagine the effect on the people gathered around? I mean, there's probably a couple hundred people there, you know. And there was Jesus, and he stands up, Lazarus, come forth. And there, Lazarus was wrapped in all these burial clothes. You know, he looked like a mummy, you know. So he rose up, looked like a mummy come up. They had to pull off all the mummified material off of him. Or that white material off of him, and so they could even see the guy.
Didn't he say, Lord, he stained us?
They might have.
He must have.
After 3.5 days, he probably did.
In the heat, he'd be oily.
Especially where they didn't embalm back in those days. So anyway, that was a tremendous miracle, and sometimes those miracles happen. And I know there's a couple times in my life that I have been given permission. Like I've told this story before, but when my uncle had multiple sclerosis, he had it for 20 years, I really hoped that someday I would have faith to heal him. And I tried several times, and nothing happened. When I laid my hands on him, I didn't have permission. I felt like just a stupor thought, like he wasn't supposed to be healed. And then he got a lot worse, and I was kind of frustrated that, you know, I thought I saw myself as a person that had faith to do most anything if I really applied myself, but I couldn't heal this person that I loved a lot. And one time I was visiting my grandmother, and I was looking at him, and he was really in bad shape. I mean, he was just, he couldn't get up, he couldn't speak, he was just immobilized pretty much. I was feeling really bad for him, and then an inner voice came to me just crystal clear, and it said, "This man has suffered enough." I had the impression that I was supposed to give him another blessing. And so this time I had permission. I had permission that he had suffered enough, I was told. That something was going to happen, but I didn't know what. What that either meant he was going to be healed or he would be taken. So me and my friend Wayne was with me at the time, and we laid our hands on him, and I blessed him that he would either be taken or he would be healed completely. So I give him that blessing because I had the permission. So nothing happened right at that moment, and I was in college at the time and went back to college the next day. And after the third day, it always seems to be the third day that things happen, I felt his presence, and I knew that he had passed. And he had come to thank me for releasing him. And he said, "Boy, it's really great over here. I'm so thankful that you released me so I didn't have to endure that terrible situation any longer. Thank you, thank you, thank you." was basically the message that I got. And I thought, boy, you know, I never really anticipated that death would be that great of a thing, you know. I mean, people would be so thankful about it. And minutes after this happened, my mom called me up, and she says, "I have some bad news. Your Uncle Bob died." And I said, "That's not bad news." I said, "That's good news, because he's happy where he is." So anyway, if you get permission, then tremendous miracles can happen. But even without permission, look at what happened to these people. Jesus healed. Jesus did tremendous miracles, healing dreadful diseases, healing the blind and the deaf and the crippled and the lame. He healed these people, and he didn't say, "I had to have permission from God," but "I had to have permission from who?"
Did you ever ask your uncle for his faith? Well, right, at that time he couldn't speak, but if it was by his faith he was healed, did your uncle not have enough faith? Was it his faith?
Well, in his situation, he had something to do with karma from a past life, that he had to endure this situation. And that's why when the voice came to me, it says he has suffered enough. In other words, he had paid off the debt that he owed through his suffering for some reason. So that was the impression I got of the purpose of his illness.
So Jesus never came across somebody who had to suffer through karma? Sorry, I can't heal you. You got karma.
Well, on the other hand, he other times when he healed people, he said, "Thy sins are forgiven." Now, it's possible if I could have got permission to say, "Your sins are forgiven, Bob," which that was his name, Bob. I could have said, "Your sins are forgiven," or "and your karma is released, and you can take care of it by some other way in the act of service or something," then it's possible he could have been healed, because it was connected with his karma. That was the impression I got when it said, "This man has suffered enough." In other words, he had to endure certain things. But I was a regular Mormon at the time, and we don't really associate illness with past lives or anything like that. So it's not even something that entered our consciousness as to the true cause and effect at the time. But sometimes he would say that to them. He would either say, your faith has made you whole, or your sins are forgiven. So in other words, if a person's past karma is creating the problem, by releasing them of the effect of that karma, they were able to be healed. Now, if my uncle could have been released from his karma, he probably could have been healed, but I didn't have a clue at that time of anything about that type of teaching. And so it didn't occur to me.